We are learning Maseches Erevim Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Middle of the line, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. We're going about Moira Halacha Fnei Rabbi, someone who paskins halachas in front of his Rebbe. So it says Rabbi Eliezer has a different thing, a different oinish. Omer, we read the Noisim Migdalos. Someone who paskins in front of his Rebbe, they take him off his post of his gedula. He loses some of his godless. What's the example? What do you see in the pasuk? This idea. Shenema, va'yomer lo za'akoyin anshei hatzava. And it says in the pasuk that when it came to the Mechemes Midyon in the Torah in Parashas Matos, it says that lo za'akoyin told the anshei hatzava the hilchus of geulei nochrim, that they have to kasher the utensils that they capture from the Midyanim. It says in the pasuk, va'yomer lo za'akoyin anshei hatzava abanu la'machama zois chukas ha'Torah shetziva Hashem es Moshe. And even though he said it b'shem Moshe, but the ma'aseh he was Moira Halacha before his rabbi, the Fnei rabbi, which was Moshe Rabbeinu. But Yoimer Lo Zakein Anshei Hatzava, Afagav Da Amar Luhu La'achi Abba Tziva, even though he spoke out to Eden that it was commanded to the brother of his father, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'ois Le Tziva, it wasn't to me. I feel Hachi Enish, you got an Enish. Where do you find the Enish? Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk that when Hashem commanded that Yeshua will be the new leader of Klal Yisrael, it says, when you have any Shiloh, you go to Eliyaza, and Rashi learns any Divine Halacha, you go to Eliyaza and ask him, and Shal Bulmer Tumim. That's what it says. Well, but you don't find that Yeshua needed him. You don't find that Yeshua needed him. So you see, he's not zeicha to this gedula that Yeshua will ask him the questions. And why does this happen? Because he was Mara Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. On Rabbi Levi, called the Moisev Mila Kami Rabbi. Anyone who answers a Dvar Halacha from his Rebbe, also Sha'ob Levlad. The Oynish could be, he will go to his Kever without having children. Where do you find that? Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, when Eldad and Medad were Misnabe, Yeshua spoke up, Bayan Yeshua Benun, Misharis Moshe Bechura, Ve'im Adoni Moshe Kolaim. Yeshua Benun said, told Moshe, get rid of them, put them into jail, whatever the case was, whatever Kolaim means, Ayin Rashi over there. But he went ahead and gave a psak, it was like a Moira Halacha, in front of his Rebbe. And therefore, what was the Einish? The Gemara says, V'chsev, Nun Benoi Yeshua Benoi. When it gives the Yichus of the Menashe, and it says, V'chsev, I think of Ephraim, the Bnei Ephraim, it says, Nun Benoi Yeshua Benoi. Ends by Yeshua. Yeshua didn't have any children. So what was the reason why he didn't have any children? The reason is because he was Moira Halacha Fnei Rabbi. That's what the Sfan Diyama said. Pligid Rabbi Abba Bar Papa. But that's arguing on Rabbi Abba Bar Papa. Don't Rabbi Abba Bar Papa. Le Nenash Yehoi Yeshua. He has a different shot why Yeshua would die without any children. And the reason is because he was Mavatal Klai Yisrael on Peri Rivya. Where was that? Shenema says in the Pasuk, when Yeshua was fighting the war against Yericho, and the whole Pasuk says, he sees a person standing across from him. He has his knife out, his sword out. You belong to us, you're to our enemies. That's what he asks him. And he answers back, this Malach, I am a Malach. I came now. Dr. Gemara, what's going on when he says, Atabasi, I came for something now. What does that mean? The Malach answered that I came for something now. What does it mean, something now, and not something from before? Amaloi, this is what the Malach told him. Emesh, betaltam Tomash Rabbayim. This afternoon, this evening, you mevatel Tomash Rabbayim. Why? Because you were out in the war, so you didn't have a chance to bring the Tomid. And va'achshav, where you're still on laying siege on Yericho, betaltam Talmud Torah. You are not learning. You're not learning. So Yeshua asks him, Al Eza Mehem Bas, which one did you come for? For the Talmud Ben Avayim or Kuz Bittel Torah? I'm only at the Bas, I'm coming for what happened now, for the Talmud Torah. Miyad, right away, Vayelech Yeshua B'lai Elohu B'Seicha Emek. And the Gemara Taitches, Vam Rav Yechon, Malamin Shaholach Ba'im Kirsha Halacha. He went into the depth of Halacha. He went right away to learn. He listened right away, went in to learn. And the Gemiri, so we're not finished yet. The Gemiri, the Chosman Sha'orav and Shechina Shruin Shlomo Kaimim. Anytime the Oroin and the Shechina Shlomo Kaimim, like in this example, where the Oroin and the Shechina, where they were laying siege on Yericho, Asur Matash Shamita, a person's Asur to be with his wife at that time. Anytime they are not, the Oroin is not in its place, That's what the halacha is. Also, tashra mita. So it comes out. Besides for the problem that they were at war, they were vatal the Thomas Rabbayim, and they were vatal the Torah. They were also vatal the tashra mita, the perivya, and therefore he got the oinish that he didn't have any children. That's what Rav Abba Rav Papa holds. We have two pshatim why Yeshua were not zeicha to children. Either pshat is because he was mara lachfei rabbi, so anyway should kula aim, or because he was a vatal klai Yisrael from Puri Rivya. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Unya, Meshmed Rav. You see from this Maisa with Yeshua and the Malach, you see from here, Godol Talmud Torah Yisrael Krovas Tamidim. You see, Talmud Torah is more Choshev than the Krovas of Tamidim, to bring a Talmud. The Omer Le'atabasi, the Malach said, I'm coming for this, for the Bittul Torah. You see, Bittul Torah is a bigger chait than missing the Talmud. Omer Avruna Amarav, Kol Yashom Bekilo She'ish Ve'ishu Shiruim Ba. Anyone goes to sleep in the canopy where a husband and wife are there, Olav Akos Vayimer, the Pasuk says on them, Nishay Ami Tegoshim Beis Tanogeha. You are kicking out the wives of our nation from their pleasure. Because they can't have their privacy. Va'omer Av Yosef, Achidish, Philip Ishtay Nida. Even if the Ishtay Nida, Ish there in the same room, and someone else comes to sleep in that room, they're disturbing the Shalom Bayis. Rava Amma, Rava doesn't like this. Ishtay Nida, Tavalei Bracha, Vaikaret. If someone else sleeps there, it's better, because it won't come to Achet. And the words of Elohi, it's not true. The Ada Inna Manatre, who watched them till now, we know there's no Issa Yichud by Ishtay Nida. And Lamaisa, it's a Chesaron and Shalom Bayis if someone else sleeps in their room. And on that, the Pasuk says, Ishtay Ami Tegoshun. Actually, in Hilchas Sukkah, the Taz stelled Sudas Gemara to give Melamed Tzchus why a person maybe would not have to sleep in a sukkah. Just Melamed Tzchus, about they have to sleep in a sukkah. But also, Limud Tzchus says because he can't be with your wife. And he brings down this Gemara, there's a felt in the Simcha with the wife if they can't be in the wife. So you have to get a private sukkah so you can be in a sukkah with your wife. That would help all the problems. Adkan, the Ganat Gemara, Merloch Fei Rabbi, and so on and so forth. Now the Gemara goes back a little bit. Teruvich etzeres. Ahum avoy, there was a certain mavoy, certain alleyway, davadai by lachman baristik. There was a guy who lived in it, was lachman baristik. And we learned in the Mishnah that the halacha is, if you have a guy living in a courtyard or in the mavoy, he has to make a schiris. He makes everyone aser. Everyone's aser now to carry in the mavoy because his reshus asers. Because they made a din, because they didn't want to live with goyim. Therefore they said, you have to make a schiris. You have to rent his reshus in the Mavi. You have to rent his property. Omr lei, oigel chashusach. Rent us your property. Loy oigel, rent us your schus in the Mavi. Loy oigel, he didn't want to do it. He said, no, I'm not doing it. So what should they do now? They can't carry in the Mavi. Also, omr lei, baya. They came to Baya and said, look, we're stuck. We can't carry in the Mavi. Omr lei, I'll tell you eitza. Zilu betil reshusach gabichad. Everyone should mevat their reshus to one person. And now, it's like one person, only one Yisrael lives in this Mavi, only one house. And one house with one guy, Yalach is, how Yachid Makam Nachri, Yachid Makam Nachri, you're Paschal and Rebbezim Yaakov, that Yachid Makam Nachri, Loi Asar, it doesn't Asar. A guy only asks him in two Yisraelim, only one Yisrael doesn't Asar. Omrulei. So they said, Tol Abaya, what are you talking about? Midu time elish chiyach adairi. It's only pshat is because one Yisrael won't live with a guy. Why? Because he's worried about Shvichas Damim. But here, we have here 30 people living here. Because they make a bittel, doesn't make it like shchiach to live here. V'ha'cha al-kadari, they're living here. There's a lot of people living here. So my answer is, Amal hu, kol betul reshtach gavichad milsa shichu. Anytime you vat reshush to one person, that's a milsa shichu. U'milsa shichu le'gozer rabbanon. And by milsa shichu, they were not a gozer. Rabbanon. So that's what Abayi's Eitzah. You vat everyone's to one guy, and then you'll be able to carry. Now, Rashi speaks out that the truth is that everyone will not be able to carry from the house to the Mavi. Why not? Because that looks like I'm taking back my reshus, and they won't vato just to one guy. So what you are doing life is that you could carry in the Mavi itself, Kalim Shofs of the Mavi, Kalim from the Mavi back and forth in the Mavi you carry, not from your house, but in the Mavi you carry. And number two, from that one person's house you carry to the Mavi. But from your house, Taka, you can't carry because that looks like you're taking back your reshus. And I in Taisvis that has some issue with this thing. This is what Rashi says. Also, Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, Amar Shmaitza Kameda Rava. So Rav Huna Brei Yeshua went and said over Abaye's Mahalach, Abaye's Eitzah to Rava. Amalei. So Rava says, I don't like this Eitzah. And came, but how to Taurus Erev, Moshe Amavi. You're about Taurus Erev because you're going to see there's no Erev. And still people are carrying. You say, oh, you don't need Erev in a Mavi. You don't need Shittu from a voice. You don't just think. You see, you don't have one here. So more answer, you know, I do. You'll demarv, you'll make an Erev. break the, like, just even though it doesn't work, you'll just make an Erev just for, they should remember, it's something called the Erev. So Gemara says, no, it's not good either. You ain't Erev Moel Makom Nakri. They're going to say, Erev works but with a guy, and it's not true. You have to Schiris. There'll be Machris that's really not a good Erev, and really working with Bittel, and that's why we're carrying. But the Erev is really not a good Erev. So break the Gemara, but also Dardiki, like, the children are not going to know this. Later on, people are come, they're going to see that there's an Erev, then you think the Erev is a good Erev. So that's not a good Eitzah. Rava is not like it's Eitzah, because it's Marashach. If you don't put an Erev there, they're going to say there's no such thing as Erev. If you do put an Erev there, they're going to say Erev works with a guy. And we know Erev is not working with a guy. He needs Schiris. See, it's not like it's Eitzah. Even if it's just the one person. So what is the Eitzah? Elam Rava, Leza Chad Benayel Lekarvle. Get one person to get close to Lachman Baristik, this guy. And he'll say, Lishmei Duchta. Let him say, you know, I want to borrow. Can I put something in your house? I need to store my grill. Can I put it in your house somewhere? But Leinik by Midi, and he'll put something in his house. Now, the Havlik is Schir of Lakita. It becomes like a Schir of Lakita. There's a Chiddush Lagabe Halacha of Erev that if someone lives part time in the house or even just keeps something in someone's house, he could give the Erev. Give the Erev a Daya. I can ask me, you have to be able to sleep in the house or eat in the house. How putting something in the house is enough? So Dr. Razwell, a special chiddush, because since a guy is dira, it's not called a dira anyway. So a mechadish, when it comes to a guy is dira, just being able to put something there is enough that to make an Erev. So that was Rav's Eitzah. Get close to him, get Rishus to put something there. And once you get Rishus to put something there, so it's a shayla if you have to actually put something there, but either way, that'll be enough that you could give the Erev. And this is the makar for when you have a city, Aruvim, how do you make a schiris from all the goyim in the city? It's a big problem. So what they do is make a schiris from the mailman, or a schiris from the fire station, or from the police. So what's the hat? The hat is a gebayt, and this is din of schir lekitay. Since those people have a certain right in the goy's rishos, so that they could be mitzarif to the Erev, they could give them the Erev, or they make a schiris from them, and that is how they make the city of Erevim's gebayt on this Gemara.